Hello, everybody, and welcome to episode 198 of the Pixelated Sausage Podcast for the week of Wednesday, April 1st, 2015. No jokes here. I promise. I really do promise I'm not going to be doing any jokes. One, because I'm not funny. Two, because I don't know any jokes. Three, April Fool's Day is kind of dumb. But this is going to be a quick show, TV-based, TV-focused, especially on one show in particular, The Last Man on Earth. But I do want to throw out a little quick vomits of nonsense about a few shows. One, still loving The Flash. This is minor spoiler on a broad level, but I haven't seen the latest episode, which was the 31st. But the two previous ones, I liked them, but I don't even want to say format, but just, it was a very comic booky thing to do, and it was very obvious that it was going to be happening, as they revealed so much in one episode, that it was going to end in one particular way, so that the next episode could negate so much of what happened in the previous episode. And that was just kind of annoying because I watched these two episodes, which were enjoyable to watch, but at the same time, it's just like, well, these are two garbage episodes, essentially. In a way, it felt like their only existence really was to inform non-comic book readers of a lot of what was going on, or to just give a lot of information and backstory and just inform those who aren't as informed as others. That's what it kind of felt like. Still good. But yeah, and the more I watch The Flash, the less I like Arrow. The Arrow itself is not helping that by any means, because it's so gloomy and everyone's so whiny on the show. I haven't caught up with the last two episodes now. So the last episode I saw was the one before the Suicide Squad one, which maybe that turns things around, but it's annoying. And Laurel is, as I was telling Lunchbox over on Twitter, she is Arrow's Lana Lang, and she annoys the hell out of me, and I just can't take her. I am so annoyed by her character and the way she's written and the way she's portrayed. I was just like, oh my God. Please just shut up. Justified, last two episodes, really kicking it into gear, because this final season, season six, the end of the series, overall has been really disappointing. It has just kind of slowly meandered its way through things. Nothing has really been happening. So it's like so much setup and not. Also, a really annoying thing, given that it is the series finale. I mean, it's the last season, so I would like to see more about Raylan and less about... Why can't I even think of her name now? Ava? Like, I don't... There's been way too much focus on her. I'm just like, I don't know. Also, for me, Boyd Crowder has always been this kind of good side character who has a long history with Raylan, but I've never cared about him as much as the character of Raylan has. Or just like, he's never seemed like the main antagonist of the series as a whole. It's just sort of like, whatever, you're always there, and you might get in the way at times, and you'll end up affecting this or that, but of all the bad guys and gals, general people that have come and gone unjustified, he is on the bottom for me. He has some really great moments, but overall, I mean, I'm not going to be able to remember characters' names, but like... the older lady from, I believe, season two, who usually played sweet women. She was fantastic. Of course, when Bubba Gump Well, it wasn't Gump, just Bubba. When he was the main, I think it was a good chunk, like a shared main with that crazy blue-eyed freak. I just don't really care for Boy that much. But the character they introduced, what, 3 episodes ago? Yes. Yes, yes, yes. And I think we all know how that's going to go down. And I can't wait for that. But, yeah. I'm enjoying the fact that the show has been building up. Well, it has been building up. I am enjoying the fact that it's really starting to kick into gear in these last few episodes. And I'm excited to see what happens in these last final few episodes. I hope it doesn't disappoint, because that'd be sad. But the real show I want to talk about is The Last Man on Earth, which, if you've been watching it, you know that that title no longer works. And the show for me has just gotten, I've officially given up on the show. I'm not going to continue watching it because I just don't like it. I don't like it one bit. And my biggest problem, like, for me, all the characters are pretty much annoying except for January Jones, which I know a lot of people shit on her. And I haven't seen her in enough things to really have any kind of opinion one way or another about her quality as an actress. Whatever. She was in American Wedding. Her role wasn't, it didn't allow for much showing off of any skill set. And I didn't hate her in X-Men First Class. I was like, whatever. I'm also, that's a character I'm not super familiar with, so maybe that's an issue, like the way she portrayed Emma Stone, but Emma Frost, right, or something like that. I don't know, like, that's how familiar I am with that character. I'm not even sure what her name is, but I like her on the show simply because she's just the normal one. She's not like super great, she's not super annoying, she's not super this or that, she's just normal. And she just like is very blunt and honest, and just like, I like her. But Will Forte's character, he's just become extremely annoying, and like his continuing to pine for January Jones and just be like super, just like he's super whiny. He's an incredible whiner. And then Kristen Schaal is like the queen of annoying characters. Like, that's what she does. It's just like these really, like, oh my god, you're so annoying. You're kind of funny because of it. Like, I didn't mind her on Flight of the Conchords, which is my first exposure to her. And she was fine on that. And maybe it's because she was a side character and wasn't as prevalent as she is on this show, where she's a main character. Will Forte's wife on the show. And she just annoys the shit out of me. Like, when she first showed up, I don't know if they joked about it, if Will Forte's character made a joke about it on the show, but for me, if I ran into someone like her and I thought I was the last person on Earth, I would get the hell away from her, or I'd just kill myself. Because that's how annoying she was, that I would rather be, or at least feel like the last person on Earth, or like be without any company than be in her company. She is that annoying. And her annoyances continue, and it's just like, I just want her gone. But she's not gone. And then they recently introduced a new character whose name is Todd. He's a big hefty actor who I believe was like the butler or chauffeur on that short-lived show with, I think, Will Arnett and Felicity. What's her name? I don't know. But that show where like Will Arnett lends his home to her and her daughter, who were like nature people. I don't know. But he's joined the show, and now he's come on as this like super, super, super nice, perfect. He like has all his experience with all these things, and he's just like super nice and perfect. Other than his, you know, he's not a typically physically handsome, you know, your idealistic version of a man. But yeah, I don't like the fact that he's like, I feel like at some point they're going to reveal that he's not actually these things, and that there's like some big crazy thing going on. But I just can't keep watching the show because I haven't been enjoying it. My favorite part of the show was in the very, very beginning when Will Forte was just by himself. And I wish, I will assume that it's more so the studio and the network that required this than the actual creators. But I really wish the show was brave enough to have almost an entire season where it really was just Will Forte by himself. Because that was my favorite part of the show. Seeing him interact with the various, like, oh, here's an egg, and, you know, the volleyball, and soccer, you know, it's like all these different characters where he's interacting with them, these inanimate objects, or doing these crazy things where it's, you know, bowling with cars and craziness like that. That was genuinely interesting to watch, and Will Forte was able to keep me interested when he was the only living person on the screen, and I really liked watching that. And then they just had to introduce this incredibly annoying character, which made, that didn't make Forte annoying yet, or whiny, really, just a little bit. But then they introduced another character, and then they introduced another one, and just like, it's just starting to feel more and more like a typical sitcom standard show that just happens to take place in a world that there aren't that many people. But that's the way all those shows are, because it focuses on a certain group of people and all the other people don't really matter. So who cares if they're not even there in the background making noise? Disappointing. I really wanted to like it. And also, they got rid of his sweet beard way too soon. That's another annoying thing. But yeah, I'm not enjoying The Last Man on Earth, which is sad. Sad. But that will do it for this really quick show. I just wanted to get something up here because it's been a hectic, crazy, busy week. I'd really recommend checking out the art I do, which y'all can find on the website in various places. There's the art section, and then in various posts all during the weeks and whatnot. Y'all can, of course, just go to pixelatedsausage.com, which I don't feel like there's any way you don't already know that. And I'm on Twitter at PXSausage, Instagram PXSausage, DeviantArt. I restarted my account, which was like 10 years old. PXSausage. Find me and follow me on all of those various places. And yeah, I hope y'all have a great rest of your week, great weekend, and what else? Yeah, nothing. TV. Excited for Game of Thrones coming up. And I really like singing, so I'm going to end this with a song, because I can sing and do whatever I want on the show. And now is the very end, so you can choose not to listen if you don't want to, or you can continue listening. But I'm going to sing All My Life, because I heard a cover of it by Vance Joy, and I was like, I like this. And so I'm going to sing it now, because I just like this so much, and y'all should definitely check out his cover of it, because it was, there are at least two of them, and they're both lovely. I will never find another lover sweeter than you, sweeter than you. And I will never find another lover more precious than you, more precious than you. Girl, you are close to me just like my mother, close to me just like my father, close to me just like my sister, close to me just like my brother. You are the only one, my everything. And for you this song I sing,
all my life. I've prayed for someone like you. And I thank God that I finally found you. And all my life, I've prayed for someone like you. And I hope that you feel the same way too. Yeah, I pray that you do love me too.
That's it. That's all. Just a little snippet. Not gonna keep it going. But yeah. Adios, everyone.
Lærer maður frá frakasti, kuttu, ég glemdi ekki því sem þú gerði, kuttu, þú mátt ekki að vala sér sokki, kuttu, finnur þú ekki fyrir núna, farðu, 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 þetta maður mín, elska mín. Mother of me, let that kiss you bad, let that kiss you bad, man. Sem þú gerir kutu Núna sjáðu því sem ég mun gera kutu Hjartan skal deyja aldrei kutu En þú er ekki hjörtu Farðu 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 Þetta maður mín Elska mín Maður mín Let that kiss you bad, let that kiss you bad, man.